Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to NCC Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Dharo. On behalf of JM Financial, I welcome everybody to 1Q FY27 earnings conference call of NCC Limited. We have from the management today, Shri R.S. Raju, Director of Projects, Shri Sanjay Pusarla, Executive Vice President, Finance and Accounts, and Shri Neeraj Sharma, Head Strategy and Investor Relations. Now, I hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we can begin with the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Vaibhav. Good morning, everyone. This is Neeraj. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you all to NCC's earnings call for the first quarter of the financial year 26-27. At the very outset, I would like to thank each of you for joining this interactive session and for your continued interest and trust in NCC. I have with me my colleagues, Mr. R.S. Raju, Director of Projects, and our CFO, Mr. Sanjay Pusarla. Yesterday, we have announced our unaudited financial results for the first quarter of FY27, which has been uploaded on our website and shared with the stock exchanges. We trust you have had the opportunity to review the financial statements and the investors' presentation. Before we begin, I would like to draw your attention to a brief disclaimer with a request to study a detailed version from our investors' presentation. This presentation may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning NCC's future business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties. The actual results could materially differ from those indicated in such forward-looking statements. This interaction is broadly divided into three parts. In the first part, I will present a brief overview of the business environment, operational highlights, and our outlook for the FY27. In the second part, our CFO will cover the detailed financial performance for the first quarter of FY27. In the third and last part, we will take up your questions. During the last quarter, the operating environment remained broadly stable, and execution across our project portfolio gathered pace. Project progress across the sector continues to be influenced by fund allocation, client approvals, land availability, utility shifting, and billing milestones, and our teams have remained focused on mitigating these through disciplined project execution and close engagement with our clients. Our underlying business fundamentals remain robust, supported by a diversified order book across seven business divisions and established and proven project management framework. As of 30th June 2026, our order book stands at rupees 81,214 crore. During the quarter, we have booked new orders worth rupees 3,889 crore, mainly from our buildings and water and railways division. This order book provides us a book-to-bill of about 3.5 times, giving healthy multi-year revenue visibility. If we take into account the projects bagged in the month of July, the total order inflow stands at rupees 4,542 crore. In the first quarter of FY27, the company has reported a turnover of rupees 5,842 crore on a consolidated basis, as against rupees 5,208 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, registering a growth of 12%. On standalone basis, the number is same, about 12% growth over the last quarter of the previous year. The EBITDA margin for the quarter stands at 9.4% on console basis, as against 8.8% in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. I am pleased to share our guidance for FY27 with you. The order inflow for this financial year is a band ₹22,000 to ₹25,000 crore. I repeat, 22,000 crore to 25,000 crore. Revenue growth of 8 to 10% and EBITDA margin in the range of 8.5 to 9%. The broad components of this order book as of end of first quarter is: the building division stands at ₹22,357 crore, which is about 28% of the total order book. The transportation division has an order book of ₹16,344 crores, which is about 20% of our order book. The electrical T&D stands at ₹13,312 crore, which is about 16% of the order book. The mining division stands at ₹13,400 crore, representing 16% of the total order book. The water and railway division holds ₹10,994 crore, which is about 14% of the order book. The irrigation division has ₹4,806 crore, which is about 6% of the order book. Now I hand over to my colleague Mr. Sanjay Pusarla with a request to share the detailed financial performance of the company for the last quarter.
Thank you, Neeraj. This is Sanjay Pusarla, CFO from NCC Limited. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am pleased to announce the financial results for Q1 FY27 NCC Limited. Before I start my presentation, it is my pleasure to announce that the turnover in the Q1 of FY27, which is 4,912 crores, is the highest Q1 turnover reported in the history of NCC. And as far as the consolidated turnover is concerned, we have reported 5,842 crores. This is also the highest turnover of NCC history. The earlier turnover, highest turnover was in standalone 4,747 crores, which was reported in Q1 of FY25. At console, 5,558 crores in Q1 of FY25. Now I will take you to my presentation. My announcement will be in the order of order book, revenue, profitability, debt movement, and some of the important balance sheet items. Coming to the order book, our order book stands at 81,214 crores as at the end of June 30th, 2026. You are aware the order book at the beginning of the year stands at 83,004 crores and orders received during this quarter is 3,889 crores. The order book contains standalone of 71,312 crores and from the subsidiaries 9,902 crores. Coming to the revenue at the standalone level, we have reported turnover of 4,952 crores in Q1 FY27 against the turnover of 4,430 crores in corresponding quarter of the previous year, thereby an increase of 12% reported. Consolidated turnover. Turnover reported in Q1 FY27 is 5,842 crores as against the turnover of 5,208 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, thereby an increase of 12%. Coming to the profitability, at standalone level, we achieved EBIT of 9.01%, which is 442.45 crores as against 9.02%, which is 394.82 crores for the corresponding quarter of the previous year. The PBT we achieved 5.12% before exceptional item, which is 232.51 crore, and PAT of 3.8%, which is 187.31 crores in the current quarter, as against PBT of 5.43%, which is 240.69 crores, and PAT of 4.29%, which is 189.99 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. At consolidated level, we achieved EBITDA of 545.12 crores, which is 9.38%, and PBT of 311.64 crores, which is 5.33%. This is before exceptional items. And PAT of 216.40 crores, which is 3.7% in the current quarter, as against EBITDA of 8.81%, which is 456.12 crores, PBT of 5.15%, which is 268.36 crores, and PAT of 3.69%, which is 192.14% in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. We'll move to the debt. At the standalone level, the debt at the beginning of the quarter stood at 2,251 crores and net debt after cash and cash equivalents 1,667 crores. At the end of Q1 to FY27, the debt stands at 2,410 crores and net debt of rupees 2,008 crores. And at the end of Q1 FY26, that is the previous year's corresponding quarter, it is 1,852 crores and net debt of 1,497 crores. This shows an increase in debt by 159 crores in Q1 FY27. The debt-equity ratio stands at 0.31 at the end of Q1 FY27 as against 0.30 at the end of March 26. And corresponding quarter of the previous year, it was 0.24. At the consolidated level, the debt stands at the beginning of the quarter is 3,457 crores and net debt after cash and cash equivalents is 2,815 crores. At the end of Q1 FY27, it stands at 4,020 crores and net debt at 3,513 crores. And the same at the end of the first quarter of the previous year, 1,986 crores is the debt and net debt is 1,574 crores. Coming to the working capital, excluding cash and margin money deposits, at the end of Q1 27, we stand at 5,334 crores, which is 27% of the turnover. In terms of working capital days, it is 95 days. At the beginning of this year, we were standing at 4,887 crores, which is 28%, and working capital days was 97 days. Let's get into the trade receivables. Outstanding at the end of Q1 has decreased from 3,336 crores to 3,055 crores, and the number of days also decreased from 73 days to 68 days in the current quarter. 77 days is the number in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Unbilled revenue. This has increased from 6,675 crores, which is 38% of the revenue, to 7,414 crores. This is also represents 38% of the revenue on annualized basis in Q1 FY27. And 6,442 crores in the corresponding period of the previous year, which is 37%. Retention money. This stands at 2,396 crores at the end of this quarter, as against 2,256 crores at the beginning of this quarter. Coming to the mobilization advances. These advances stands at 3,163 crores as on 30th June 2026, as against 3,386 crores as on March 26. Of these mobilization advances, 60% are interest-bearing and the average interest rate comes to 9.1%. Interest-bearing advances decreased from 64% to 60% in this quarter. Cash and cash equivalents. We are at 402 crores at the end of June 26. As against 585 crores at the end of March 26. Margin money deposits and others, we were at 633 crores at the end of Q1, as against 631 crores at the end of March. So coming to the capex, we have incurred capex of 170 crores in Q1 against the budgeted capex of 500 crores. And EPS stands at 2.98 at the end of Q1 FY27, as against 3.03 at the end of Q1 FY26, that is corresponding quarter of the previous year. Inventory, we are standing at 1,815 crores as against 1,787 crores at the end of March. Investment, we are at 867 crores, the same is the number at the end of March. Loans to group companies, we were at 290 crores as at the end of June, as against 295 crores at the end of March. Coming to the Vizag Urban status. Vizag Urban status as at the end of June 26 is 271 crores as against 291 crores at the end of March 26. With this, I conclude my presentation on the financial numbers. I give it back to Mr. Neeraj. Thank you.
We can start the question and answer session then.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, and good to see you. A very good presentation, and also good to see that now we have given a guidance. So, couple of questions. First, just wanted to understand directionally. So, this quarter, or let's say, we have done a 12% on the execution front, and margin also kind of a 9%. But we are looking at 8 to 10% earlier, and margin also 8.5 to 9%. So does that mean that we are looking at a slightly lower growth and then margin also maybe a slightly lower in the remaining three quarters?
Good morning, Mr. Saha. As the numbers speak, Mr. Saha, the first quarter has been good, you know, sort of encouraging. But the environment continues to be, you know, bit uncertain. It is difficult for us to assess for certainty that, you know, how the fund allocation, how things really, you know, pan out in the next coming quarter. So that is the reason, you know, we have done a detailed exercise and shared what we thought is you know, possible for the next few quarters. So that is the reason this guidance we have decided to share with the market participants like you.
Okay, but internally are we kind of saying there is a possibility that this number, particularly on the growth front, given the order book that we have, or maybe you can give us some color in terms of the entire 81,000 crore kind of order book is under execution, or maybe how much is yet to kind of pick up in execution. So to get a sense that what's the probability that this number, and particularly on the growth front, revenue front, can inch up to maybe a 15% plus kind of a number.
Yeah, let me answer this question a little differently, Mr. Shah. There are two critical elements to our performance. The first critical element is our ability to execute the projects, you know. So there is not an iota of change in our capability, our ability to execute the projects, you know. So this is something that is very much in place. The second critical element is, you know, the ability of the clients to provide the funds, you know, make the funds available on time, give all the approvals, you know, make all the ROWs possible, you know. So the performance in any quarter or any financial year finally depends on this, you know. So this is how things are expected to pan out. And in the next quarter also, as things progress, we would be very happy to come and, you know, share with you.
Okay, great. Just a couple of things. First, I have seen in the annual report, there is one subsidiary, NCC Quantum Technologies Private Limited, where there is a 256 crore equity investment is there, which was 70 crore in FY 2025. Can you help us, what is this and what this subsidiary is likely to do?
Quantum Technologies is a holding company for the smart meters. You are aware that we're executing two smart meter projects under two SPVs. One is RE and one is for Marathwada. Quantum Technologies is a holding company for these two smart meters.
Okay. Got it. Lastly, in terms of the trade payable, is how much as on June, and the CapEx, 500 crore for this year, that number guidance remains the same?
Yeah. Guidance remains the same for the CapEx, 500 crores, whatever we have given. For the trade payables, it was 7,071 crores as at the end of June 2026.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ankita Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead. Hello, ma'am. Can you hear me? Please unmute yourself and proceed with your question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there's no response, we'll move on to the next question. The next question comes from the line of Aditya Sahu from HDFC Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I hope I'm audible.
Yeah, you're audible.
Hi, sir. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. I had a few queries. Firstly, on the JJM front, if you could help with how much would be the collection that we would have received in Q1, and what is the outstanding as of now?
The outstanding for the JJM.
Yes, sir.
As at the end of June 2026 is 1,043 crores for the UP water projects. Okay?
Okay.
In the case of order execution, you were asking about collection in the first quarter, right?
Quarter. Yes, sir.
Yeah. In the first quarter, we have collected about 110 crores. This is corresponding to the UP projects.
Okay.
If you ask me overall JJM projects, the overall JJM projects, including the surface water and the groundwater, the total is 2,771 crores is the UBR, and the amount collected during the first quarter against this is 610 crores.
610 crores.
In the first quarter.
Understood, sir. Sir, what sort of receivable days are you looking at in terms of the JJM projects over there?
We started getting this money, and in the month of July also, we have got a good money of about 413 crores from the JJM.
Okay.
We are expecting that this flow of money, release of payment should continue. With that expectation, we are expecting to complete substantially the JJM projects in the current year.
Okay. By the current year, we are expecting to close the JJM projects that are now part.
Substantially we'll close, provided the money flow also continues like this.
Okay. Obviously, sir. Just on the two more questions on JJM that I had was, what would be the pending order book for the JJM and the balance sheet exposure, if you can provide those two numbers for the JJM part.
JJM already given. We have given you already the amount receivable, that is 2,771 crores. As far as the order book is concerned, we have complete orders like for surface water and the groundwater, 5,881 crores as at the end of June 2026.
Understood, sir. Overall, if I have to look at the overall bid pipeline, what would that be for us as of now?
The Sorry, I couldn't get you. Can you repeat the question, please?
The bid pipeline. I was looking for what sort of bid pipeline are we looking at?
In the first quarter, we have shared this number, Mr. Sahu. The prospective pipeline of projects, you know, is about 2.5 lakh crore. As of first quarter, we don't revise this number quarter to quarter, but this is the prospective, you know, bid pipeline we have.
Okay. Understood, sir. I'm just trying to understand on the commodity prices, because I think commodity prices have increased. So any impact, if you would have seen, towards the payments and the execution, like what is your view, I mean, on that front, because of this increase in the commodity prices?
As far as the commodity prices are concerned, like regular commodities, steel, cement, we are not seeing any price increase. But the commodities which are related to the link to the petroleum products and aluminium and copper, we are looking at little price increase.
Okay.
And also the OFC cable which we are using in our BharatNet projects, there also we are seeing there is a price increase. But in the first quarter, whatever impact is, whatever material we have used, that is from the turnover, what is there in our hand. And the second quarter, we are expecting the prices to stabilize. If the prices are stabilizing, I hope that impact will not be there. Not much of impact will be there.
Understood, sir. So the price increase...
Sorry to interrupt, sir. May I request you to please rejoin the queue for any follow-up questions?
So this is connected to that one only. So the price increase that you are seeing, like, you know, how much are you able to pass on? That's all from my end.
So we have almost like 81% of the contracts have the price escalation. So whatever price increase is coming, it gets partially compensated with the price variation clauses that are existing in our contracts.
Understood, sir. Understood. That's a command. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my question. So two questions from my side. First, in the smart meter projects, what is the pending equity from our side?
There is no pending equity from our side. Whatever money need to be invested in the smart meter project, that has been completed. We have invested about 460 crores as of the end of March. No further equity requirement is there at the moment.
And second question, I mean, obviously over the last two quarters, we have seen improvement in execution, also an improvement in payment cycle. So as things stand today, you would believe that today the payment cycle from state government projects is far better compared to, let's say, what it was at same time maybe last year. Would that be a fair assessment? And I'm not talking only about the JJM projects, but overall, I mean, what is your view on payment cycle now?
Firstly, Mr. Qazi, good morning. This is Neeraj. We are executing, you know, projects in several states, not one and two. So it would, you know, it keeps changing from state to state. But, you know, I think it is not helpful to go into all each states, you know, individually. So by and large, we could say that, you know, things seem to be improving. But we have a lot of states, the state governments will have a lot of different kind of projects which are managed by different arms of the government. So it is not that, you know, you could just one size fits all. In a same state, there could be some problem in some projects, the other projects in the same state might be, you know, getting paid fast. So this is a very nuanced kind of situation. And we keep monitoring on, you know, almost on daily basis and accordingly make progress.
Sure, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vishal Periwal from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions. First, in terms of order book breakup, can you provide this into state, private and center? Second is, in order book that we have, are there any slow-moving order or, I mean, have we received the mobilization advance or all of them? Any color that can you provide? It will be helpful.
Generally, in our order book, what we do is that if there is any slow-moving order or maybe a non-moving order, we don't consider them. We generally remove it from that. Okay? And what is the other question?
The breakup of the state government, central government, and private sector.
I'll just keep it. Yeah, the central government orders constitute about 14% and state government orders constitute about 19%. PSUs and state government entities, they were about 60%. And ADB, AIB and banks, it is about 5%. And from the private clients, we started taking the orders, which constitute about 4%.
Okay, okay. And maybe one, just a follow-up. I think you mentioned slow-moving orders, we generally remove it. But I think a couple of quarters back, there were certain orders, say JJM and maybe like in Maharashtra. So is that fair to understand? I mean, there is no such order which is part of the order book and probably everything we are executing. Maybe the pace
would be... The entire 81,000 crores of orders are up and running now.
Okay.
All are executable orders. Yeah.
Sure, sir. And this is helpful, sir. And thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, you mentioned that the order book for JJM is roughly 1500 crores. So of that, what would be of a longer term nature? So there would be an O&M component as well?
It doesn't have any O&M component. It doesn't constitute any O&M component. What I have told you is that in the order book, 3,524 is only the groundwater. If you take the surface water, it is 2,358 crores. The total order book as at the end of June 26 is 5,881 crores.
Sir, so if the payments are on time, so this entire backlog can be executed in next 12 months?
Substantially, it can be completed.
Okay. So secondly, on the Vizag side, how much receivables are we expecting to recover in this year of the 271 crores?
It is by December 26.
The entire amount?
Yeah, supposed to come by entire amount by December 26.
Okay. So how do you see the debt number moving by March 27 from 2400 crores?
Maybe it is flat. Or it may come down also depending on the collections what we are expecting from the JJ.
So you mean flat on a YY basis?
Sorry?
So flat number on a YY basis by March 27. So it was 20 to 50 in last year. So
yeah.
Similar number in FY 27 as well? March 27?
Yeah, more or less it will be the same number.
It would depend on the, the collections that we get to see, it would be a function of that.
Okay. And so lastly, what would be the AP capital city receivables right now?
One second. AP capital.
I remember it was around 150 odd crores last year.
In the AP capital city. Old projects, the capital city old projects, okay, which was there at the end of March 26 is about 142 crores. So we are expecting that the entire money to be realized in this quarter or maybe early next quarter.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Right.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Skyridge Fund Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my question. Wanted to talk about your unbilled revenues. The amount has kept ballooning year over year and it's growing faster than your revenue rate. So is it that the flow of unbilled revenue to revenues is lower than what you would ideally like it to be?
Obviously, because this unbilled revenue also, out of that 7,414 crores, about 780 to 800 crores that has been certified in first week of July. So that has come down to that extent. And given the contracts nowadays, the contracts are based on the milestones. That is the reason there is a little bit of increase in the unbilled revenue. But we are expecting that unbilled revenue should get smoothened over the next quarters, because the BSNL billing also will start. Where we are executing for BharatNet, the billing also will start. It will get converted from unbilled revenue to revenue. This is what we are expecting. Over the next two quarters, it should smoothen.
So, just a follow-up. So, with next two quarters, the revenues might be a little lumpy in terms of growth. It will not be consistent because a lot of unbilled revenues you have, as and when milestones keep getting hit, the revenues will keep getting recognized. Am I correct in assuming that?
No. Because unbilled revenue is already treated as revenue. Whenever the unbilled revenue converts into certification, what will happen? Unbilled revenue will come down, your certified revenue will go up. So it will not change the revenue numbers.
It will change the debtors.
Yeah.
No, unbilled revenue. Okay, got it. Understood.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Krish Bhatia from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my question. So my first question was on the Kelbetwa project. There have been protests around land acquisition, compensation and rehabilitation, and there were reports of work at the Rotten Dam site being disrupted. So given that NTC is executing that package, could you update us on the current execution status, and have these issues affected site availability, execution, or do you see any risk to project timeline?
Yeah, Mr. Bhatia, good morning. Firstly, this is the first, you know, interlinking of river project that has been taken up in India. This is the very first project, and we are fortunate to bag this project. And I am happy to report that we are making reasonably good progress on this report. Yes, we have seen all these media reports, and we understand that, you know, the local administration is in touch with the agitators, and, you know, the issues are slowly getting resolved.
Okay, so contractually, if site handover or execution gets delayed because of land acquisition or rehabilitation issues,
we are making good progress. Yeah, Mr. Bhatia, as I shared with you, we are making reasonably good progress. And this site that has been widely reported in the media is, you know, about 20-30 kilometers from our actual site. So there is no great impact as such. And this is an issue between the local administration and the agitating population, and we hope the issue is slowly getting resolved.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Hi. So my first question is on the debt number. So your, if I see YOY, your debt was 1,500 crores standalone net debt, and consolidated net debt was 1,600 crores. And now in Q1, it has gone up to 2,000 crores and 3,500 crores. So a substantial jump in consolidated debt. So what is, can you please explain that? What is the increase? Where is the increase?
The increase is mainly on account of fresh debt we have taken in the smart meters. About 400 crores, 370 crores we have taken debt on the smart meters. So the reason for increase is only that. And also we are taking some equipment at the HoldCo level. The capex requirements are there. So about 160, 170 crores per capex requirement also we have used some of the loans. Yeah.
So the increase YOY is about 1900 crores, so that is the reason I was asking. The consolidated debt has gone up to 3500 crores.
1900 when you compare it to with June 25?
June 25, if you ask me,
the loan which we have drawn for our smart meter projects is about 1,350 crores.
1,350 crores?
Yeah.
So it's a project loan. Basically, if I have to split, so out of the 3,500 crores of total net debt in the standalone level, sorry, in the consol level, approximately 1,350 comes from the smart meter.
If you ask me for cumulatively, if you ask me, it is coming to 1461 because we were talking about from June 25. But if you ask me cumulatively, the debt of smart meters at the end of June 26 is 1461 crores. Out of that,
1460 is the part of 3,500 crores of net debt, right? So, up to take up the consolidated debt of 3,500, so can you split that net debt of 3,500 into standalone and console? That is what I was asking.
Harishji, your voice is not audible, not clear. Can you repeat the query again?
Sir, so the BharatNet order, what is the total residual order book? And this, since the optical fiber prices have gone up significantly, so is it a pass-through for us, whether we make margins on this project or there will be losses at the current prices?
So what we are expecting is that the current prices, with the current prices, even we are taking up with concerned authorities at the client level, at the ministry level also, we are asking them to look into that to ensure that the supply also domestically it is available at fairly reasonable prices. But at the moment what we are doing other infrastructure works which are not involving the OFC. But OFC also will be doing it continuously.
It's a long project.
The prices
might change also. Parichchedji, it's a long duration project. So, you know, it is not that the price which is prevailing in the market will continue for eternity. You know, this might undergo some change. And we are in regular touch with the authorities, the concerned departments, and we have, all the players have raised this issue with the client, and we are hopeful of some kind of resolution in the, you know, in the near future.
What is the pending order book, sir, and is it a fixed price contract on the optical fiber side?
6,000 is the order.
6,500 is the balance order to be executed for BharatNet project.
And is it a fixed price contract? I mean, especially the optical fiber part.
Yeah, it's a fixed price contract.
Okay. And if the current prices prevail and if you have to execute, then there will be a loss on this, right?
It may not be resulting into a loss, but it will result into a lesser profit. But what actually Mr. Neeraj explained to you, the prices will not be continued forever like this. There can be ups and downs in the prices. We are expecting that the prices will get smoothened over a period of time.
It's a long gestation project, Mr. Khanpal. So, you know, as I said, and it is not only about NCC, there are other bidders, and, you know, the whole future of the BharatNet project depends on how these prices, and not only the price. We unduly always focus on the price and do not look at the availability part, you know, of the cables. Unless these issues are sorted out, you know, it would be very difficult for to timely complete the total BharatNet project. So as I brought to your attention, we are in regular touch with the client and we are hopeful of some kind of resolution in the next few quarters.
Okay. Just the last question, sir, on the execution. Thanks for, I mean, they've been persisting with you to give guidance, and this time you have given it. So the question is, you earlier in the call said that challenges and one or two points you gave, but till now in this quarter Q2, have you seen the execution intensity reducing, or is it in line with your expectation or the run rate you were seeing in Q1 FY27?
Please repeat your question, Mr. Khanpal. Your voice is not very clear.
I was asking, sir. I was asking where you and earlier question said that the execution will depend on the collections and the site availability. So given that you have done surprised us positively on the execution in Q1, so in Q2 till now, July month and August, so is there any challenges on execution and the site availability, or is it as usual execution which you have done in Q1, so similar kind of like there is no challenges and the execution is happening smoothly? That is what I wanted to know.
As we speak today, it is moving, you know, smoothly. We are making good progress. But as I have called this out, you know, in trying to answer one question on the related subject, the environment remains uncertain, you know, and it is very difficult to, you know, say for a certainty that, you know, this is how the future quarters would, how would, you know, the fund allocation. But I have to cut a long story short, as we speak today, things appear to be the same as last quarter.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you, Nishina Maskar. Those are my questions.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Manav Batra from Desvelado Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah. So, sir, I wanted to ask about the private sector book, basically. Historically, government projects have dominated your order book. So, are you seeing any, you know, build-up for the private sector book also?
We are slowly entering into the private sector, and as I said earlier, the private sector order book constitutes about 4% of our total order book, and we are also looking into those private sector projects also. Slowly we are getting into, as you are aware, that NCC predominantly deals with either state government, central government, PSUs, okay, banks like ADB or World Bank. But now we are also venturing into the private projects. Slowly we are venturing into it, and likely that we will see some kind of our entry into the private projects also, increase in the entry of private projects also.
Okay, just a follow-up. I also wanted to ask about, like, what is going to be your debt profile in the next 2 to 3 years? Do you expect the leverage to increase in FY27?
Your voice is not very clear. There is a lot of echo, but I think you are asking about the debt level for the next 2-3 years, right? That's your question, right?
Yes, sir.
So it is very difficult. See, we have just shared, you know, the guidance for FY27, and the process that we follow in NCC, generally we talk about the guidance for the next financial year at the start of the the financial year. So it is very difficult to talk only about debt in the next 2-3 years on a standalone basis. So next year when we share about the guidance, maybe we'll talk about, you know, this.
To add a few things on this, now even the contracting is also changing. Now the contracts are coming on either PPP mode or HAM mode or annuity mode. So given the type of contract we are going to win, depending on that, the debt profile also will be changing. So that is the reason I think Neeraj was mentioning that it's very difficult to predict now, because the way the contracting is happening today is completely different what it was before.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That was my thought.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are requested to restrict your question to one question per participant. I repeat, you are requested to restrict your question to one question per participant. The next question comes from the line of Diya Jain from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So on a blended basis, how do we look at FY28 in terms of revenue and margins now that we have started picking up on our execution and we expect prices to go down a bit, mean stabilize to some level?
Madam, we have just shared the, your voice is very feeble, but I think you're talking about FY28 guidance. The process that we follow in the earlier question, I have shared the same thing. We have just shared the guidance for FY27, and after the completion of this financial year, we should be in a position to talk about our guidance for, you know, FY28. I do not have any guidance whatsoever to share for FY28.
Okay, sir, no problem. And from the OSC side, how much revenue? Hello?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead, please.
On the OSC side, how much revenue have we recognized in Q1?
OSC side means which side?
BharatNet. She was talking about BharatNet. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we did about 185 crores in the Q1. And cumulatively, up to date, we have done about 620 crores.
Okay, sir, got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, Neeraj ji and team. Hope I'm audible.
Yeah, you're audible.
Namaskar, Saket ji.
Dhanyavaad, sir. Opportunity ke liye. Sir, as a prudent management, we have always apprised the market, the investors, and also alerted us when the timing was not correct to give guidance. But overall, it is always prudent to see that we guide and deliver above the guidance. So is that prudency can be expected from NCC also, that we are a conservative management and whatever we have guided, our aspiration or endeavor should be to stay above the same, both in terms of revenue recognition as well as in terms of EBITDA margin. Is this understanding fair on part of investing community?
Thank you, Mr. Kapoor, at the very outset for the kind words, and we hope to continue to live up to your expectations.
Okay, sir. And then looking into the river linking project part, sir, can you please summarize what is the value and how much have we mobilized? And secondly, sir, out of this, as you mentioned, Neeraj ji, that in the beginning, that 81,000 crore worth of orders are in mobilization phase in some phase or the other. So what should be the expected execution period for this entire things in entirety to get executed? The average period.
1,000 crores of order book consists of many orders which are spanning between 2 years to 5 years. Okay. If you take a mining order, which is almost like for 7 years. 7 years. And if you take other orders, they are spanning, some of the orders are maybe 2 years, some of the orders are between 3 to 4 years. 3 to 4 years. So, but one thing what we can say is that all these 81,000 crores of orders are in executable mode. Now, only the orders which we have received in this quarter, about 3,889 crores, they are the orders which were received in the current quarter. They will start producing the turnover maybe from the third quarter onwards, because initial mobilization time is required. As far as the Ken Betwa is concerned, the total order value is 3,390 crores, and so far we have executed about 116.35 crores. And thirdly, the Ken Betwa project, we have already completely mobilized at the site. All the equipment has been received. Now the season also will start. Probably if rains are there will be a little slowdown in the progress, but if the rains are not there, the progress will be good.
Right, sir. And only to add, sir, in the smart meter...
Sorry
business,
to interrupt, sir.
Okay, bhai. I'll join the queue. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Chandramouli Jagannathan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. A smart meter SPV, where you have mentioned there is a build annuity from FY27-28 onwards. How does it work, sir? What is the annuity income that we can expect? Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whatever the O&M, actually the CAPEX part will be completed by March 27. We are expecting that all the smart meter projects, either at Maharashtra or Bihar, will be completed by March 27. By that time, the CAPEX part will be over. Then we will have the O&M revenue, which will be consistent, and on a regular basis, it will be accruing to the organization.
what would be the revenue, sir, roughly? Any estimate, sir?
I'll come back to you on this. Maybe offline I'll come back to you, sir.
Okay.
I do not have, right now, I don't have any number right now, but generally what happens is that for every 1 lakh meters that we are coming into operation, we'll be generating about 1 crore of rupees for the O&M. For every 1 lakh of meters coming into operation, we'll be generating 1 crore of rupees for revenue, as O&M revenue.
Okay. So the project will get over by, I mean, the capex part by March 27.
Hopefully. Yes, sir.
Out
hopefully,
of the 6,000 tons.
Given the situation, what is happening now, at the prevailing time, so we are expecting that the project should be completed by March 27.
I mean, the whole 6,800 crores approximately.
Yes. We have even mobilized ourselves. We have our resources and we geared up and to execute that, whatever number of people are required, contractors are required, we have mobilized ourselves to ensure that we complete the project by March 27.
Sir, sorry, whatever the annuity revenue that you are talking about, is there straight away goes into a bottom line service kind of revenue or there is any overhead for that?
There will be overhead, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from me.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Karan Gupta from Kavi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to follow up from the previous question on the smart meter project. So when bidding for the project, what was the underlying return on capital that management was looking at?
We were looking at IRR of 18% and we expect that we'll be maintaining that in the project.
Okay. And is that on total capital or on equity?
Yeah, on the total capital.
And just one more question. How many total meters are expected to be installed under those projects?
So we have so far installed about 45% of the total meters that are required to be installed. And if you ask me, we have done
7 to 8 million.
Yeah, 7 to 8 million. And we are supposed to, we have installed more in the case of Maharashtra, about beyond 50%. And it was a little lower in the case of Bihar. The average, it comes to about 45% of the total meters to be installed against all the three contracts.
Okay, sir. So, 7 to 8 million...
Sorry to interrupt, sir. May I request you to please...
Yeah, just to follow up because the response wasn't very clear. So, 7 to 8 million was just the total number that is expected to be installed or is that what you've already installed?
No. 7 to 8 million is the approximately total number of meters that we are expected to install in all these three smart meter projects. Two projects are in the state of Maharashtra in SPV and one project is in Bihar, which is in our NCC's parent company's name. So I am talking about the total number of meters which are expected to be installed. And as my colleague has already answered, we have already achieved about 45% of this number.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Srinath Reddy from Ray Investment. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So I have a question regarding the approximately 180 crore receivables from the Telangana government relating to Mission Bhagirata. So like, which were subject to recent High Court proceedings. Could you please update on that later, whether how much amount is received and like what is the...
We have received about 50 crores against that and we are expected to receive the balance money also at the rate of 15% every month.
It's a sub judice matter. This is being, monitored by the courts. So, it is very difficult. I mean, we hope to get paid as per the schedule.
Yes, sir. So, but again, suppose if the government doesn't provide on a monthly basis, So will you again fight through judicial? I mean, will you continue proceedings or will you back off?
No, as Mr. Neeraj said, it is a sub judice. I will not be able to dwell on that.
It is very difficult, Mr. Reddy, to, you know, decide, you know, say all this. It's a matter is sub judice, and why are we hoping that this will not get paid? You know, we are waiting. We are hopeful.
No, I see like some of the cases were back off from the NGC itself. The previous, I mean, like there are a couple of cases. So which you have initiated, but again back off. That's the reason why. So.
No,
it's a huge amount, right? 180 crore is almost like 5% of the total receivables. 180 crore is something 5% of total receivables. So that's the reason of asking.
This is a sub judice matter, you know. We have nothing more really to add.
Okay.
Thank you. We have the last question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Again, Shravan.
Hi, sir. Sir, just two things in terms of the depreciation and the finance cost. So, whether the GMLR or TBM, the current depreciation in this quarter, let's say 67 odd crore, when can we start seeing the going up, and to what extent it can go up on a quarterly basis? And at the same time, in terms of the finance cost also, so the broadly kind of a 3.3% of the revenue, that's the way one can look at, or the, given that recently the gross rate has increased, so we can see maybe a slight increase from here also.
Two things. One is on the depreciation. We are expecting that TBM will also start functioning from now. Once it starts functioning, probably maybe from the third quarter, the depreciation also will go up.
First quarter, fourth quarter, it depends.
Third quarter, we will start recognizing the depreciation on the TBM. That is one. And second thing, you are asking on the interest. Given the situation, if the payments are coming, we'll be maintaining the same kind of percentage of interest cost. And we are looking at the collections in the coming months. If these collections are coming, probably the interest case cost may get softened.
Okay, got it, and thank you and all the best, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll take that as the last question, and I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you very much for your very enthusiastic participation. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone.
On behalf of JM Financial, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.